That's what I'm talking about. You're listening to The Rockin' Comedy Show. Follow us online at Rockin' Comedy Show on Facebook. That's right, The Rockin' Comedy Show. When you're there, like us, please. You can also follow us on Twitter at Rockin' Comedy. My solo page is at CrazyJ27. You are listening to The Rockin' Comedy Show. We're going to finish up the Crazy 8 countdown, but first, just want to point out I'm a little excited about next Tuesday at the Swingers Club because we'll be doing the Crazy J Comedy Competition. This is the first week of many and has nothing to do with our Wednesday night show. This is a Crazy J Comedy Competition. Great prize. You're not going to want to miss it. Each week, we're going to try and take about 10 comics, and then you get to vote, we get to vote, and then 1 to 2 comics are going to be safe each week from elimination until we get 10 to 15 comics at the end of the competition. And don't worry, if you're funny but just not funny enough, we're going to have a wild card round where we can bring you back. The judges are going to get to pick one of their favorites to bring back and put into the final round. And so that'll be a lot of fun. And then in the final week, the last week that we're doing it, you will be able to perform in front of 3 major comedians like George Wallace, Amazing Jonathan, and Carrot Top. And they'll also have an impact on the winner. What do you win? $1,000 cash. Plus, you'll also get to open for Anthony Cools during his hypnosis show for 1 week. You'll get to do a 20-minute set. So that's pretty awesome. That is happening next Tuesday at the Swingers Club. You still have all of this week to sign up and register if you have not done so already. And again, it's open to any comic. You don't have to live in Vegas, but you just have to have a way to get here. So go to Facebook on the event page and just pull up Crazy J's Comedy Competition and you can sign up that way. But right now on the countdown, let's get started and finish this up.
If I had a radio, I'd tell you what I'd do. I'd tune in Crazy J and I'd play for me and you. Crazy about the Crazy J. I'm crazy about the Crazy J. Gonna buy me a radio and tune in Crazy J. He's gonna play us number 3. I'm gonna buy me a radio and cruise along with number 3. Gonna buy me a radio and cruise along with number 3.
And number 3 on our countdown, he's no stranger to the countdown this week for sure. Give it up for Weird Al.
With me now.
Oh,
Weird Al Yankovic with Do I Creep You Out, coming in at number 3 on the Crazy 8 Countdown, our anti-Valentine's Day edition. Good stuff. If you missed it, number 4 on our countdown was I Want to Be Your Lover by Weird Al. Number 5 on the countdown was Hello Michelle from Henry Phillips. Number 6 was Please Let Me Make You Smile in Bed by the Four Postmen. Number 7 was The Night I Fell in Love with You by Henry Phillips. And number 8 on our countdown was You Don't Love Me Anymore by Weird Al.
Come on, all you crazy folks. Crazy Jay has songs and jokes. Now he knows what he must do. It's time for number 2. And it's 1, 2, 3. What are we listening for? Don't ask me, I just can't say. We're listening to Crazy Jay. So bid your sanity adieu. Now who's number 2?
You and I have been steady for a long, long time. I tried to make you mine, but your monkey just would not shine. It ended our teenage romance when I tried to get into your pants and you hit me on top of the head with a bottle of Coke. You and me, we were gonna get married, but since I got excited, you refused to put your trust in me. It ended our teenage romance when I tried to get into your pants and you hit me on top of the head with a bottle of Coke. My mother's brand new car, and when I put my arm around you, you warned me not to go too far. It ended our teenage romance when I tried to get into your pants and you hit me on top of the head with a bottle of Coke. When the vampire came on the screen, I thought you were about to scream, but you threw your arms around me and I lost a button off my jeans. My mouth met yours and the bubble gum smeared and the popcorn flew in the air. And I made my move to that precious groove, flying solo on a lump and a prayer. I was pink and purple passion in the half-naked fashion when you grabbed me by the pubic hair. And with a sticky Coke bottle and a mighty right hook, you put me into the stars. I woke up in the hospital with my parents looking rather pleased. And with a compound concussion, they forced me to listen to a lecture on morality. It ended our teenage romance when I tried to get into your pants and you hit me on top of the head with a bottle of Coke. Now I see the light about men and women. Don't know how I could have ever missed that women have babies all by themselves and sex just doesn't exist. It's just a myth, just a beautiful
Just begun. We've been waiting all the way from number 8. Come on, Jay. Don't hesitate. We're only one. We only want to have some fun. Come on, Jay. Give us number 1. Number 1. Number 1. Woo, number 1. Give us number 1.
It's the Rockin' Comedy Show, Crazy Jay with ya. It's the number one song of the week for our anti-Valentine's Day edition. I hardly ever play this song because many find it offensive, and I seem to only play it around Valentine's Day when I do play it. Number one, ladies and gentlemen, Barnes & Barnes.
Las Vegas, have you heard about the coolest bar downtown near Fremont Street inside the Plaza Hotel? Well, if not, it's called the Swingers Club, and man, is it fun all day long. There's live entertainment, drink specials, the hottest bar staff in all of downtown, live entertainment Tuesday through Saturday, and you can play 9 holes of mini golf right inside the bar. Dueling pianos on Friday and Saturday night. The Rockin' Comedy Show live on Wednesdays. Ladies drink free on Thursday during singles night. It's the Swingers Club, located at 1 Main Street, downtown across from the Fremont Street Experience inside the Plaza Hotel.
Hi, Hi, this is Rebecca from the Rockin' Comedy Show. And if you're anything like me, you're always on the go. If you're planning a corporate event, working out, or getting the news ready for the Rockin' Comedy Show, whatever it is that keeps you moving, then all you have to do is try ZipFizz. It's all natural. It's not like all those other energy drinks that leave you with that hard crash. Just put it in your water and you are ready to go. Plus, I like all the different flavors. You can try grape, you can try orange or lemon. From their powdered formula to the instant shot, it really works for people on the go who just need that extra 4 to 5 hour boost. Visit them at ZipFizz.com or wherever ZipFizz is sold.
Hey, this is Mike Jones Jr., and you're listening to the Crazy J Show.
It is the Rockin' Comedy Show, and like all things, they need to come to an end.
Boo!
But Seth, thanks for being here today.
I am always happy to stop by.
Yeah, did you have a good time?
I have a great time. Every time I come here, because I get to drop F-bombs. Because, you know, with 5 kids, you don't get to drop F-bombs, but I do anyway.
Didn't you say that you were torturing your kids earlier today with bluegrass music?
Oh, shit.
Yes, I was taking them across town. My Kia Sedona minivan didn't pass smog. So I had to park it, and so I was borrowing my dad's truck, and it has satellite radio on it. And so I took full advantage of being able to hear real country music and stuff. So I put it on bluegrass. I looked in the rearview mirror, and my children, who are all quote unquote music lovers,
but not that much,
looked like they were standing at the gates of hell. And they were about to endure an unending torture for the rest of their lives. And I shit you not, the drive took us 30 minutes. And my middle daughter says, "Finally!" Like she'd been in there for 3 hours. We're getting ready to go back to South Dakota at the end of March. And she's going to have to listen to my music for...
Oh, no, that is cool.
You're horrible.
She's got headphones on.
She has no idea what finally means.
You love to torture your kids.
You know what?
Well, I have them.
Turnabout is fair play.
Right. That's the only reason I'd have them, is so I'd have someone to fuck with.
And go get me a beer.
Go get me a beer.
Now.
Oh, I before we go, got a couple things to tell you.
Okay.
Ooh. First thing, coaching White's little league team this year, so I'll have to come back on and tell you some of those stories.
Is that legal?
To coach your own son? Probably not after this season.
No, I meant the stories.
Oh, I got it. Okay, whore, whatever.
Okay, and, whore.
Whore face.
Whore face.
Whore face.
How does that person know about whore?
It's so funny with the show in the comments, because some one week we get this real nice romantic comment.
I'm gonna send me flowers, you know, and take me out.
He's going to take you out, and then you get, "Hey, whore face."
Hey, whore face, shut up.
Do you think that's somebody who... I've dissed Lynn.
And then the second thing I want to say is, at my children's urging, I signed up for The Voice on NBC.
What?
Yay!
I did.
Oh, no.
If
that show couldn't be bad enough.
I know.
No, I think you'd be
excellent. He's got a great chance.
Well, you know, I would imagine you have to get through before you ever get to see the good people, you have to go through other people. But I'm doing it.
Congratulations on that.
Thank
you. Great
idea.
I want to reread that comment for Seth that you got last week from Will You Suck My Nuts.
Will You Suck My Nuts?
Yeah, from California. Rebecca, I would like to describe a perfect evening for just you and I. Are you ready?
Yes.
I would start the day off by sending you the most amazing flowers to your office so big everyone will ask questions. Aww. In the card, there will be a handwritten note that smells of my cologne and would read, "Later this evening, your world will change by just taking a chance with me. As I pick you up, I will take you to the most romantic restaurant, and we will dine by smooth music and candles. Then just when you think the night is over, we drive all night, wherever you want to go, whatever you want to do. I'm your dream maker, and I will be in touch with you, my precious angel.
When is signed, this Mike happen? Doria. Because obviously that dude is gay.
I know. I come into work every day, and there's going to be flowers there.
Well, he said for Valentine's Day. That's tomorrow. Don't get a rush. Maybe these are from Wilma Suckminutes.
Wilma Suckminutes.
But again, guys, if you want to leave comments, please go to our website, rockincomedyshow.com. You'll see the guest book on there. Just sign it. You can put your real name. You don't have to try and be creative like Jenny Tilia.
Or Kenya Swallow.
Or Ivana Threesome. And my personal favorite today, Harry Paradestes.
Harry Paradestes.
It sounds like a lawyer.
I'm from the law offices of Harry Paradestes.
Harry Paradestes threesome and
Dick Talia.
Suckminutes.
Suckminutes.
Yeah, I think Ivana Swallow was your favorite one, or
Kenya Swallow
was the one that, yeah. That was a great one.
A
but
one.
You guys can visit the guest book. You can see all these fantastic names that people are coming up with, and we enjoy reading them every week. You know, it's funny. I was reading comments when Spaz first came on as a co-host, and he was like, "Why do you read the comments when people can go on and just read them?" I go, "Because a lot of people just listen to the show through iTunes. They don't visit the website unless we put something up there for them to go see." And I think it adds to it. We can actually comment back to them. And now Spaz says that's one of his favorite parts of the show. So
I have a question about comments.
Yeah.
Last time I was here, we had the Sam Higgins talk.
Right.
Oh, yeah.
Did you read my Sam Higgins comment out?
I did, yeah, because we pointed it out that it was actually you.
I went, Sam Higgins.
That's all it was. It was just that.
Sam Higgins.
Sam Higgins.
But, yeah, there are some very creative names out there.
I need a Wong Dick.
I need a Wong Dick. Yeah,
that's awesome.
Oh, man, he's some good ones. I also want to give another big shout-out to Colt Whitmore.
Yay.
He did an amazing job with that fantastic video of our interview that we did last week. And I did miss a comment tonight, but we talked about it with Spaz. Mm-hmm. About the video that he did. The guy sent me this video and said, "Did you see this video? And is this your Spaz?" Yeah, it was. And now the mystery is solved. And I guess this guy shot it with his phone and sent it to us. And lo and behold, it's pretty awesome that Spaz is rocking out with DJ Ronnie.
What's that? In resolution, make some.
Anyway, This place is pumping over there at the Marquee, I guess.
He went to Marquee?
Yeah.
My name is Paul Spiraza. They call me Smashbox. And I am here to do some jamming.
He went there?
Yeah, apparently. That's where
amazing.
That's where he said it was tonight. So if you guys want to see that video, we'll have it posted on our website and more. We'll have the Colt Whitmore animated video on there as well. And he is trying desperately to come out here and do the comedy competition.
Yeah, he has to.
He's so funny. And again, want to thank all of the guests who are here. Greg Vravis, go check him out Saturday nights at his pub crawl show at the Riviera. And I want to give it up for the Whatnots.
Yay.
They were awesome, even that they did Weezer.
Aw, Weezer.
It wasn't bad.
It was not bad at all.
It was great. And they're going to be doing the Swingers Club, so check them out. And coming again in March, I believe March 7th is the next Flip Cup after this one, coming up on Wednesday.
Uh-huh.
Bug Bone will be back for that show. And
amazing.
We've got Wicked Garden coming back. We've got a lot more happening, trying to space out the comedians so there's not five comics tonight, but there's more stuff going on.
Uh-huh.
Just trying to change it up a little bit.
And, of course, give some more shout-outs to Exposed.
Exposed, the hair salon. They are fantastic. Great job. Awesome haircuts.
The official hairstylists of the Rockin' Comedy Show and the Swingers Club and the Plaza, and they do our stuff, and we look pretty darn good.
Yeah, so just go ask for Cherry.
Cherry Von Baum.
And she'll hook you up. She'll definitely take care
thanks
of you.
Thanks for my
and, candies. That's it. We'll be back next week. Seth, again, thanks for filling in. It's always fun.
Thank you.
And hopefully we'll do some airsoft this weekend.
Yeah.
And we'll shoot Rebecca in the ass.
Yay.
And that's it. We'll be back
later,
next week.
Later, taters.